Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss your problems, questions you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. A child is like a white paper on which you can write good things or bad things. Entire personality of a child is developed by the parents, by the upbringing they do. And in this program, we try to provide all the necessary information that is required to bring up your child in the best possible way. The answers of your questions are based upon Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. Today near our studio, we have had the pleasure to invite Professor Salman Nakavi, who is a faculty member of Al Mustafa University and researcher in the Hausa Ilmiya of Qom. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you very much.
Well, Professor Nakavi, in a previous episode, you told us many elements, many things an educator and trainer, a parent should have for the upbringing of a child. You said there should be understanding of self, there should be understanding of competencies, there should be skills, there should be attitude. Would want you to throw some more light on the attitude.
Yes, as I said, the most important thing, of course, attitude is embedded in our knowledge.
Yeah.
The attitude which we have or we develop, one root is the knowledge the cognition we have of things.
Yeah.
The other then aspect goes into the emotions and the feelings which emanate from that knowledge and causes those actions and behavior, outward behavior, which is very important in any relationship, especially man and wife, and more so between parents and children.
Yeah.
So the attitude plays a bridging role
Between
the knowledge we have and the skills which have to be employed in that relationship.
You remind me of some lines wherein it says that, look at your thoughts, they become your words. Look at your words, they become your actions. Look at your actions, they become your habits. And look at your habits, it becomes your character.
Very good. Very good. That's exactly what we want to say. So our thoughts, our understanding, number one, apart from those elements that we were talking about, the most important thing is that as a person who is considered to be a true believer, a practicing believer, a mu'min, a salih person, a competent person, the most important feature is that it is for the sake of God. Everything is for the sake of God. Everything is within the bounds of Allah's rules and commands, with a purpose in mind for implementing the concept of Tawheed in society based on wilaya, the implementation of wilaya, as we mentioned before. Parents become a link between the family and the imama, concept of imamat.
All right.
As they are the
guardians at home,
they are a part of the process of creativity that Allah Almighty has adopted for the creation of the universe and
True.
The human beings.
Mm-hmm.
They are part of that system.
Yeah.
They are within the system of causes and effects that lead to the creation of a human being in this world. So the parents play a role in the creation of the human being as a part of that system. They are not the creators themselves. They facilitate the
All
creation
right.
of a human being
yeah.
and of a child. And the system has been created by Allah Almighty because He is the supreme creator.
Yeah.
And then as they become a part of that system, they also become a part of the concept of wilaya, which has to be, as mentioned before, has to be imbibed in the child.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to have this understanding and this thought in their minds. And this has to change into their attitude, where they are able to bring up a child in this worldview.
Yeah.
And in this ideology.
Yeah.
And that is very important, because upbringing of a child, as I said, as a trust of Allah Almighty, a person who is going to become a part of the companions of the Imam, that is a very important thing. That's a mission which has to be undertaken with a great zeal.
And so, it does not happen just it does not happen in one night.
It doesn't happen. Yeah. There's a lot of learning involved.
Yeah.
And even if, as I said, we have these things in our minds, we have a lot of things, but during the whole process, we need to learn.
Yeah. So we are always in the process of learning. We'll talk more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIV English Radio.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm with Professor Naqafi, and we are discussing parents as educators and what qualities they should have. Well, Professor Naqafi, you said that ultimate aim for now, like the current generation, is to create soldiers for Imam Zaman, Ajallah Ta'ala Faraja. You said that to create soldiers for him, to make an army for him, an army that is always in the state of ready, steady, and go. Now, you said that this does not happen in just one night. It has a lot of process, a lot of learning to go through. So we were focusing on attitude, the element of attitude. I would want to know more from you.
So when we talk about a person who has knowledge, he knows, he understands, he has that worldview. We have a very comprehensive worldview. We have a great deal of understanding about the universe, but that does not necessarily change into actions or behavior.
All right.
Until unless the knowledge goes to a level where one has faith.
Okay.
In what he knows and what he believes.
All right.
And faith is at a higher level than knowledge.
All right.
Knowing is maybe believing, but it's not necessarily having faith.
All right. So
faith is something which is much beyond that, which translates into actions by virtue of the taqwa it generates in our attitude.
All right. So we as parents should have this thing in our minds. Like, if I have a daughter and I only give her the knowledge of hijab, I don't do the things that it becomes her faith that she chooses it herself. Yeah, she's not going to practice it maybe.
Myself also, if I want to be able to educate my child properly, I also have to have the proper faith.
Yeah.
Knowledge, attitude. The faith has to translate into taqwa. Taqwa is where I should not only say that I believe and have faith in Allah Almighty, I accept His rules, but I am ready to implement them in my life. That's the realm of taqwa. When I become ready to just, you know, I'm on a springboard, ready to take off and dive.
Yeah.
That is where taqwa comes in.
Yeah.
Makes me take care of myself within the bounds of Allah Almighty, the boundaries He has made.
Yeah.
And then I'm ready to create that behavior which is necessary. And
required.
This is the same thing. Huh?
The required behavior.
The required behavior.
Yeah.
And this is how that behavior will be inculcated in my child also.
Exactly. We'll talk more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio. Yeah,
مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, honor your children and teach them good manners.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm with Professor Naka. We were discussing what elements parents need to be having as educators. Well, Professor Naka, you were saying.
Yes, I was saying knowledge, then faith, then taqwa. Then taqwa translates into action and behavior. And that is the stage where one becomes a person called muhsin, who has carried out good deeds in the best possible way. That is ihsan, that is muhsineen. Like we have muttaqeen and muhsineen.
Okay.
Are interrelated.
All right.
So taqwa leads to carrying out good actions, good deeds, amale saleh, with ihsan. Ihsan is doing good deeds in the best possible way with excellence. And that requires proper skills.
Exactly. But don't you think many parents out there who maybe themselves, they are practicing Muslims, they have knowledge, they have everything. But when it comes to their children, they directly start with actions, while as you are saying that action comes at last. The first part is knowledge, and then how it becomes faith, and how it develops into taqwa, and then how your taqwa, you know, actually facilitates your actions. But many parents are out there who are directly working on actions. They don't educate their children. They don't give knowledge about that particular thing. They don't develop that faith regarding that particular thing.
Of course, it's in my analysis, when I analyze these concepts and bring about a relationship between them, this analysis comes forward. But when we are acting, all of these things are embedded within us, in our thoughts and in our feelings, and they should be there. So it's nothing wrong in going to the action stage, but this background, of course, it's not going to lead to the proper results.
Yeah.
I have to be pretty sure that when I'm dealing with my child, then I am doing with a proper mindset, with a proper attitude, with the proper faith, the sincerity of purpose. It shouldn't be for my sake, my own self. It should be for the sake of Allah. It should be not that I want this child to grow up to take care of me.
Yeah.
I want him to grow up so he becomes a custodian of the heritage of the Islamic tradition.
Yeah.
Me, I'm not important. Yes, if he takes care of me, that's up to him. But I have to create a person, I have to train a person, I have to bring him up in such a way that he becomes a Muslim,
practicing Muslim.
A perfect Muslim.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Professor Naqavi, for being with us. Well, dear listeners, nothing comes overnight. There's a lot of job to do, especially when it comes to our children. And in this program, we provide you all that. Thank you so much for being with us. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please contact us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find us on social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam Radio or our official website. That's www.parstoday.com. Until another session, fi amanillah. God bless you all.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. Islam solves all of our problems. Allah leaves no stone unturned. Perfect with no flaws at all are the laws of Allah. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. A way of life, a way of life. complete.